multiple messages on screen to written audio that eventually navigation becomes available. This station will now see you on the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes. I like that pose you were doing. That was fantastic.
Getting cranked.
Yeah, so what's going on today, Cameron?
We got a good full podcast for y'all.
Yeah, it's an entire podcast just for you
guys. It's going to have pretty much all different content than our other ones.
Yes, new content.
And we have some good reviews.
Yes.
And our podcast today is going to be about cyber attacks.
Yeah, we're calling it
cyber
survival.
Cyber survival.
No, every time this is what I hear. The whole time. That's what I, when I were doing this podcast. Yeah, we play a game. Anyways,
nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, and good. Other good stuff.
Yeah,
like medical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff.
Battle boxes. Voices. Survival boxes. Epic wipes. Man, we got stuff everywhere.
We do.
But first, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS and you will not be disappointed.
Son. 10%.
What?
It's 10%.
I know. That's a fantastic deal.
Yes. Listener. Reviews starts now.
Starts right
Listen
this second.
Here, seriously.
Yeah, this one came from
That's
iTunes.
How it starts.
So this is a portion of the podcast where we read aloud to you guys.
They know.
Okay, whatever.
All right, so this one
it's
is
from iTunes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Will you let me do it?
Listen here,
control
seriously.
Freak. I'll probably get cut off with some music here in a minute. Okay. So listen here, seriously.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb Ravioli said this.
Yeah.
I work at a subpar office supplies store in the copy and print center, which means 95. Slow down. 95% of my day is spent battling mindless zombies anyway. Stumbling upon this podcast not only makes that 5% of the time where nobody is in the store more entertaining, but also because this has helped me defend myself against not only the mindless drones, but also against the scavengers that are constantly barraging me at my counter. Sorry, scratching my back. You wouldn't believe the hostile environment that my workplace can be. They come in with torches and pitchforks, throw spears at me, try to steal my giant printer. I often find myself camping in the store to make sure nobody steals my shop supplies. Since it is such a primitive place, I've had to learn how to live primitively. I now know how to defend myself. That was a lot of...
Yeah, you're okay.
Defend myself against the zombies, the scavengers, and even the odd man-bear pig that wanders through my camp. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
What the hell's wrong with you, dumb ravioli?
I don't know.
That was weird.
Man-bear pigs, though?
I know, yeah, that's true.
They real.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's freaking crazy. So thank you. If you want to be on this portion of the podcast, go leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or
iTunes.
Or you do it on iTunes or you can do it on Amazon on the book.
I don't know where that came from.
Or you can on Facebook.
No.
Social media shout out.
Take shout that. Out. Take that. Take it.
You go.
So this one is social media shout out. This is from Instagram at American Prepper Group.
I like it.
As their name suggests, they're a prepper group from America.
That's cool.
And they post lots of cool stuff, and you should just go check them out. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
It's a mad, mad world.
So mad.
What you got, bruh?
Well, kind of a big deal. So a lot has happened
since
our last podcast. No, yeah, literally a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, April, the draft just had.
April what?
The draft.
Oh, the giraffe. Oh.
The drift. No, okay. That's not a big deal. No. Nobody cares about that. A lot of people do, but I don't know why.
I don't get it either.
It's just birth, you know?
People do it every day.
Birth, they do. Way too many people do it every day. So mine was just kind of a freaky. I mean, there's too much to talk about of what happened this week. So
there's too much to talk about.
But just recently, Russia flew super close to Alaska.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They crossed over the defensive Air Force border.
What?
And so they sent up two F-22s to escort them. Yeah.
No way. Did you see that? I didn't see that.
Yeah. Russia hasn't come that close to us in like since 2015, I believe.
Wow.
So they were flexing a little muscle, I guess. They were nuclear capable jets.
No way.
So they send up two F-22s to, and then I don't know what the other one was like a, I don't know.
It's like, take this, Donald. I will drive my nuclear jet as close as I want to your stupid country.
I'll drive it deep inside your country.
Bend over. I will drive this nuclear jet as far up as I can.
But they had, I don't know what the other plane was. It was like an escort plane. I just pictured this one with a big speaker. Please turn around. This is America.
You're in America, dummy.
This is
what now?
I don't know.
It's a redneck, of
course.
That's
the wrong frozen tundra. Turn around, son.
Hey, dumbass, that's Alaska.
Anyway.
This is our frozen tundra.
Big old lights.
You can just speak Russian to them, Jerry.
They're not communicating. Okay.
We're stupid. Anyways, okay, so North Korea obviously has been having a heyday for the past little bit.
I was freaked out a little bit.
No, I got scared.
I did too. I started Googling the draft.
Yeah, you did, huh?
I was like, ooh.
Oh, I'm safe. I'm an old bastard.
I know. That's literally how I felt. It's like, whew, thank goodness. I'm going to rack up the medical conditions. I ain't going nowhere.
I honestly did have some prepper panic, and I bought some potassium
iodide. I noticed your
Angel
Soft and your cheap bath tissue paper over there.
Yeah, that one's nice, huh?
Bath tissue papier.
The papier de poop. This one over here. But I bought some potassium iodide. Enough for the family. Yeah. I got freaked out. Anyways.
Too bad North Korea failed.
Yeah, did you see their missile launch? Yeah, it was not good. But anyways, they say they're ready to react to any mode of war desired by the U.S.
What a bunch of douches.
Yeah, so, you know, you better watch your back, Trump. He's ready. You know, Kim Jong-un. So,
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
I didn't realize South Korea has actually a pretty beefy defense and...
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that their military...
Half our army's there too, man.
I know, I'm like... I didn't realize South Korea was that prepared.
Yep.
So go ahead, North Korea. You may get a first couple punches.
Yeah, but the problem is those first couple punches could be nuclear.
They could be.
Tell me the sucker's nuclear? moving on from a mad, mad world. Today we're talking about cyber warfare, surviving cyberspace, cyber survival, all that good stuff.
Cyber.
So we're going to talk about two separate issues, kind of. We're talking about like cyber attacks by governments and entities towards other governments and entities. And then we're also going to talk about just keeping yourself safe online, not getting your identity stolen
and
stuff.
Get your PC like stolen.
Yeah. So we're talking about both of those things. But anyways, so cyber warfare basically involves the use of targeting of computers and networks in warfare. It involves both offensive and defensive operations pertaining to the threat of cyber attacks, espionage, and sabotage.
Sabaton.
Yeah, so that's bad. So a lot of people call this World War C. Did you know that?
I just saw that. It's pretty dumb. But
World War
funny.
C or Cybergeddon.
This is so nerdy.
I'm going to call it World War C. Brad Pitt and stuff.
Hey, Jerry, come over here. See, this is World War C.
It's about to be World War C up in here. Take that.
Hold on, let me pause Warcraft. I've got a bunch of loot I need to secure.
My character is like a level 600 right now. Take that, Kim Jong-un.
If I lose this character, you sons of me, I'll be so pissed.
I just turned into a redneck computer geek.
A redneck nerd. That's what you are.
Didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't.
All right, so speaking of nerdy, Kobe got pissed at me because I kept saying, cyber tags are nerdy. But I honestly, this is the honest truth. When I got researching all this stuff.
This is the honest truth.
This is the truth be told.
I'm getting way loud.
You're clipping, man.
Why you got it so loud? Sorry. I actually got really interested in it. I was like, man, I do not browse safely. My network at home is not that. Yeah. Do not look at my browser history. If my
anyways,
but yeah, no, I was like, man, I don't do anything. Like, literally nobody does stuff safe online.
No,
if you're just going on Google and searching, you're not safe.
You're a dumbass. We're all dumbasses.
So yeah, some awesome stuff to talk about.
Let's do it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, it is my turn.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you already kind of defined cyber attack. So, you know, it's exploitation of computer systems.
Yeah.
And then there's cyber espionage.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
It does. So that's kind of where they're getting useful information to use in the cyber attack.
Yeah,
which
and
is
that's going
actually
on.
It's yeah,
it's constant
all the time, all
constant.
The time. Like, you know, you go to Old Navy and online.com and you know, those shorts are just going to show on every page now.
Why does Radio Shack need my phone number when I buy batteries?
Radio Shack. It's still on there.
There's
Circuit City. You still got my credit card on there, don't they?
You still got it on file, right?
So, yeah, cyber espionage is going on all the time. And then the attacks hit. Bam. It's a bam. So let's talk about the way that these attacks are carried out. So the biggest one, most commonly that I saw, was the denial of service. So DOS.
Denied.
Or DOS. So if you get Windows DOS.
MS-DOS.
Right away, you know you got a virus. No, but so what it basically does is just completely flood the network.
Mm-hmm.
So just way too many things accessing the website
Some
or
server,
service. And
basically.
It just fries it. It'll either fry the server or it'll just shut down the whole thing.
And that's happened several times.
It has.
Like,
it's
recently.
Killed like big companies.
Twitter,
like, shut them
when
down.
Twitter and Netflix and all that went down for a few days. That was a DOS attack.
Yeah. I think they're the most common. They're kind of like a nuclear bomb gets sent to the website and just blows stuff up.
It's bad.
So that's a huge one. The other ones are, you know, more common things like Trojans. I mean, every guy knows about Trojans.
Yep.
So it's kind of designed to perform a legitimate task unknown to the person that is, you know, so it's just, it's like copying files or deleting files. So, and Trojans are pretty common to contract.
Yeah, they keep putting porn on my computer.
I know.
I keep telling my wife it's Trojan.
This Trojan's in my history. It just keeps putting all these sites.
It's a Trojan. Can't get rid of it, dear.
Then the, you know, more common, obvious thing that people talk about with computers, viruses. You know, they're self-replicating programs that can attach to other programs, make things malfunction, get all weird.
Keep opening pop-ups.
Yep. Can be contracted by sexual things.
I got cyber.
Cyber virus.
Worms. So they're kind of like the Trojans where they just kind of copy themselves. They work their way through your system. They come out in the ground.
It's bad.
Yeah, worms are bad. Malware.
Ooh,
I hate malware.
I hate it.
I freaking hate malware.
McAfee.
So, yeah, malware. I think that program itself is freaking... So, McAfee, if you're listening, I'm sorry, I don't like your program.
Didn't he, like, flee to, like, Brazil or
I
something
think he
like
did,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so malware can wreak havoc. It can take control of your machine. It can screw up your keystrokes. And that's just not good.
Don't screw up my keystroke, boy.
And it sends confidential data from your computer to attacker's home base.
That's really bad.
That's really bad.
Those are
so
bad.
Malware, friggin' horrible. Mm-hmm. Phishing, basically it's
PH.
Just, yeah.
PH.
Yeah. So like the phishing games, don't play them. They're bad.
It's PH.
Yeah. So
phishing.
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 So an attacker, they'll send you an email, you know, using like names or things that you've, you associate with.
I'm a prince from...
Yeah.
Africa.
Yeah. The FBI recently discovered that your grandma worth $14 billion died in Russia and left it to you.
It's
Call us now. So those are all phishing. And then it does it. All it takes is clicking the link or calling the number and you're screwed. So there's a lot of phishing. Lots of phishing going on out there. Ice fishing, river fishing.
Go fishing in the park.
So session hijacking or man in the middle. This one's kind of interesting. Basically, the person is getting in between you and whatever you're like. If you're putting your credit card information to what you think is like the bank,
yeah,
they're the man in the middle that's getting all that information and storing it and then they can use it. And then you get a credential reuse, and you're screwed.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's no good. And then cyber espionage is what we kind of already talked about that. It's just massive spying on, you know, everything, network activity through companies, mm-hmm. through governments, and they're just, that's where they create all these plans of attacks.
Yeah, it's happening all the time.
Basically. The NSA was even part of a cyber espionage.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
It is cool.
And Kobe's got more to explain on some of those things.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of like big attacks that have actually happened to the government or other governments or things like that. So it's April 2007, the Estonian government was harassed by a DOS attack. And basically that was from Russia because they were pissed off about some stupid thing like a... What was it? I can't remember.
Whatever. Now. Russia gets pissed about everything.
Yeah, it had something to do with like a...
Why are you close to... Oh, no, that's...
Why are you close?
I'm in Austria.
I'm now in Russia.
So they
Why
they...
you have to be so mad, Estonia?
Yeah. It's, so anyways, they got attacked by Russia. U.S. Secretary of Defense's unclassified email account was hacked by unknown foreign intruders as part of a larger series of attacks to access and exploit Pentagon networks. That happened in June of 2007.
Wow.
January of 2011, the Canadian government reported a major cyber attack against its agencies, including the Defense Research and Development of Canada.
Who's Canada?
I have no idea. I think they're somewhere in America.
Is that state?
North America.
Is that state above?
Yeah, I think it's right above
Wisconsin or
like
something.
Or Arkansas? I'm not sure. So anyways, they had a big attack. October 2012, the Russian firm Kaspersky discovered a worldwide cyber attack dubbed Red October. That's pretty awesome.
That is cool.
I bet Sean Connery had something to do with it. That was a horrible Sean Connery accent.
No,
was
that all right?
Was it?
I'll give
it
to you.
I felt like it was horrible.
I knew what you were talking about.
So it's been
operated. Red October.
Why don't you try reading the books instead of burning them?
Do you have Kaspersky on your computer? Anyway.
Yes. So that one had been operating since 2007. So it had been going for a while. Hackers gathered information through vulnerabilities in Microsoft Word and Excel.
Programmies.
Yeah, yeah. The primary targets of the attack appeared to be countries in Eastern Europe, the former USSR, and Central Asia. So basically, they collected information from government embassies, research firms, military installations, energy providers, nuclear, and other critical infrastructures.
Who has stuff stored in Word?
It's all spreadsheets, man. Everything.
I'm going to keep all this
nuclear
stuff,
code is on spreadsheet.
I'm putting it on birthday template. Yeah, nobody will understand.
It's in paint. Print shop.
Word art.
So Titan Rain. So you had sort of...
That sounds cool.
It does sound cool, doesn't it? It sounds like a...
Titan Rain.
Video game or something. It does. It was the designation given by the United States to a series of coordinated attacks on American computer systems since 2003. They were known to have been ongoing for at least 3 years. The attacks were labeled as Chinese in origin. So we know that the Chinese actually did Titan Rain. So the hackers gained access to many United States...
Titan Rain? Titan Rain?
Holy cow, we do Titan Rain so bad.
We're going to bring down Titan Rain.
Watch this, we do Titan Rain.
Your master, United States, will bring down Titan Rain.
You piece us off now. Holy cow, we do Titan Rain so bad.
Holy cow.
Anyways, that's bad. We're probably going to get in trouble for doing that. They gained access to...
That was mean.
Many United States defense contractor computer networks who were targeted for their sensitive information, including Lockheed Martin, Sandia National Laboratories, Redstone Arsenal, and NASA. That's bad.
That is. That is bad. I'm going to name my new network Titan Rain.
Titan Rain. Your Wi-Fi network?
Yeah. This is Titan Rain. Join it.
You want to join Titan Rain? Massive speeds. Really good download.
Password's going to be Hori. Hori cow. Hori cow.
So the next one I want to talk about is Stuxnet. This is a crazy story, Stuxnet.
I'm listening.
It was discovered in 2010, and it's believed to be designed by the U.S. and Israel. Now, neither of them have said that they've designed it. They haven't said a thing, but it basically was. We have people that have gone off the record and watch Zero Days. It's a documentary on Stuxnet, and it will blow your mind. 0 days. Go check it out. So basically, yeah, it's designed by the U.S. and Israel and was built to infiltrate and sabotage Iran's nuclear facilities. And it did it like really slowly and really methodically. Like it was really amazing how they did it. It basically infected like everything it came in contact with. But it was.
But it had no result
nothing,
on those things?
No result until it got to the exact computers that they knew were in Iran's nuclear facility. And basically, it controlled their centrifuges. You know, the centrifuges spin so that they can get their uranium enriched, right? And so basically, it screwed up the way they
That's
spun.
So freaking
and just kept
brilliant.
Burning up. Yeah. So they had no idea until they found out. And so now.
Is that why it's called Stux?
No.
The centrifuge.
It was actually called Stuxnet because the guys who found it first just found a couple of random words in there and put them together.
The Stux.
Yeah. So basically, now they actually found it. Everybody's found this virus, and a lot of people think they're like reverse engineering it so they can use it on us.
Great.
So that's pretty cool.
Speed up my centrifuge on my cholesterol panel.
Exactly. So, your cholesterol panel. that's good. So, in December of 2015, a Ukraine power grid was attacked. And it's actually been attacked a couple of times. It was also attacked in December of 2016, and the power went out for a few hours. And it was just a straight-up attack on the computer systems at the grid. I think we actually talked about this. On one of our first podcasts.
It was one of your mad worlds.
That to me is one of the things that scares me the most about cyber attacks.
Yeah.
Is there is a way for them to get into the grid and shut it down. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, but that's what freaks me out.
Let's get in the grid.
Yeah. You know, in the DNC server hacks, we remember that from the election this year.
No, I don't know what
you're
talking about.
You don't remember?
Didn't happen.
Okay. Israel had an attack on their grid as well in January of 2016. So,
Kiev.
Well, yes, but also Israel did as well.
Oh, Israel did?
Mm-hmm.
What did they do to them?
They took down their... They tried to
the
take down
grid?
The grid. Yeah. They weren't able to, but they had a really bad attack, and they got inside.
That's crazy.
Got right inside that Israeli grid.
Oh, what is that virus?
I'm going to show you my worm, baby.
Don't worry, I got children in here already. Zadai!
You got there faster than I could. You keep clipping, man. Stop yelling in the mic.
Well, let's turn it down.
No, otherwise you're too quiet because you go away from the mic
sometimes. I do, I'm sorry.
Anyways, guys, this is a really, really good time for us to talk about the 3%er. And first, before we talk about the 3%er, I want to talk about the brand new shirt we have available.
Oh, remember? Yeah? You're kind of wearing a similar prototype.
It's the Raglan 3/4 tee. The thing looks awesome.
It is. It's really.
It's one of my favorite shirts because I have one from the 3%er. I wear it all the time.
Kobe's wearing it right now.
Looks super sexy, don't I? Mm-hmm. Anyways, the 3%er. They're all diehard American patriots who craft pro gun, patriotic and American Revolution related apparel. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order and in-house. Go to the3%er.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America loving patriot. That's the3%er.com and use code CASUALPREPPERS for a discount.
And you can get a discount on our shirts on their website.
And many of you have done that already, and I appreciate that.
Sweet.
So we're going to move on now.
Yeah. To you.
Yeah, it's my turn still. So, Cam.
Yes?
Are we vulnerable?
We are always vulnerable.
Are we vulnerable to these types of cyber attacks? Espionage,
stuff
like
definitely.
That. Most definitely. We are. So, here's a little stat for you.
I'm listening.
Okay. The U.S. government fends off 80,000 cyber attacks a year.
That's so crazy.
80,000.
That's like way more than 79,000.
Yeah, so it's a lot. So the former director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, ranked cyber terrorism as the number one national security threat. That's ahead of traditional terrorism, espionage, and weapons of mass destruction.
I believe it.
Number one.
I've had my Sony account attacked.
You have, yes.
That pissed me off.
Speaking... at the House Intelligence Committee hearing, Admiral Michael Rogers, director of the National Security Agency and commander of the U.S. Cyber Command, admitted that China and a handful of other countries currently possess the power to launch a cyber attack that would shut down the entire U.S. grid.
Jeez.
They can do it. Right now, they can do it. It's just a matter of if they want to do it bad enough.
Yeah.
So that's why I think this episode is important. We're just
figuring out how to cover them their tracks.
I'm yeah, sure. this that's why this episode is important, because you know you need to be ready. And I mean this situation is maybe similar to something like an EMP.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite as bad, but it's gonna be pretty dang bad if it happens at a large scale. It'll be
freaking horrible.
Yeah.
Episode 28 will not come out from us.
Exactly, yeah. That'd be the freaking worst thing you could ever think of. So according to more than 60% of technology experts interviewed at the Pew Internet and American Life Project, a major cyber attack...
Pew.
They think a major cyber attack will happen between now and 2025, large enough to cause significant loss of life and property.
Wow.
In the tens of billions of dollars. So, I mean, that's just...
We'll tell you how the loss of life will happen.
Yeah. So say that something did happen. They got to the grid, you know, or maybe they just got to certain parts of different, you know, servers, computers. Center. Yeah, that's one thing that would be bad. So let's just go over a few of the things in our daily lives that actually use, you know, that are on the grid or part of a computer system or on connected to the internet that can be hacked. And if they go bad, it's bad for us. So think about the gas station. How do you get your gas? Is the pump analog? I mean, you know, it's...
If you're in Oregon, then a guy comes up and fills it for they? You.
Yep. Oh, that's nice. But he wouldn't be able to if the pumps weren't working because they're all digital and they take your credit cards.
There's no way.
So, you would not be able to get fuel, right? Because they go right to your bank account. Hospitals, doctor's offices. How much do you guys use computers?
I don't know, but that would be awesome. You'd just shut down the whole...
You're all screwed. Leave.
I'm going home.
Getting home at 4 o'clock today. Thank you, China.
Yeah, everything. Our whole medical record system. You know, and I just recently changed offices.
Yeah.
And I have patients that are coming over to the new office. And I'm like, I don't have your records from the other system.
Wow, yeah.
Like, they think that it's all connected. And, and I'm like, if we were to lose all that, like, paper charts sucked, but they were accessible no matter what.
You can get to them.
So now, yeah, that's going to screw everybody over.
Yeah, and if you think about even, you know.
Women are going to get Viagra, and that could be good.
Could be bad.
Could be bad.
We don't know. But I mean,
get birth control pills.
The hospital. You know, I mean, how much of that is on
the
computers?
The whole thing, yeah.
I mean, and all obviously.
Ventilators and
yeah, it's all everything. Run off of computers. It's all.
I'm sure the power will go down when I'm getting my appendix out.
Absolutely, yeah. Guarantee it.
Well, boys, let's go home.
That's really. the banks. I mean, everything is electronic. You're not going to be able to run to the ATM if it's hacked. You know, if the grid is down. Data
Charged
centers.
Too much anyway.
Data centers is. I mean, it's all online. It's all cloud based. I mean, how much stuff do you have on iCloud or whatever?
Nothing.
You know. You don't have anything on iCloud anymore?
Yeah, everything.
I don't have anything on there. You know,
just some photos I shouldn't be looking at.
Medicine production. There will be no more medicine produced because it's all done with computers.
Yeah.
It's all, you
so
know.
So your Xanax, your Oxy, your Percocet.
Yeah, good luck, America.
Yeah, seriously.
Good luck, seriously. Yeah. You know, any type of industrial facility is all connected to the grid. It's also all run by computers mostly. Utility systems, that's the big one, obviously. That's, you know, the entire grid. There's viruses, obviously, that can act like Stuxnet that they know of, that can go in, they can hack into the grid, and they can just start heating up the transformers.
Nice.
Just enough to
Man,
blow them
those
up.
Those take forever to replace.
Yeah. There's only a few companies that can do it, and it takes
just
weeks.
Just pop a few of them out and
yep.
Screwed.
It's bad. It's really, really bad. Your water treatment facilities, those are all automated. I mean, those are all on computers. You know, everything is your personal information, your finances, all that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Cam's got a lot on that. Government operations. I mean, what is the government going to do if they don't have their computer systems, if they don't have a way to contact each other? That's
the same stuff they do now. Nothing.
Nothing. Well, no, they
just
do
kidding.
Stuff
they
mostly.
Do. They do.
They screw
do.
Up a lot of stuff. Really weird. I met Senator Mike Lee today.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. He's a really nice guy. It was pretty cool. Anyways, that's off subject. Your nuclear facilities, obviously. If you live near a nuclear plant or pant, one of the two. I worry about that nuclear pant.
You guys got those nuclear pants?
I saw them in the Abercrombie and Fitch, and I'm wondering if I can get a pair.
You'll die when you wear them, but they're amazing.
This one's called radiation.
Biohazard pant.
Yeah. Yeah, nuclear facilities, transportation systems, subways, planes. I mean,
trains.
Could you imagine if the grid went down, the power went down, or you know the they.
That's what I thought. If you're flying in a plane, like yeah. the air traffic controls, yeah.
Like say they get taken over.
They're shooting flares.
A hack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? I mean, you got how many airplanes are in the air at once? Thousands.
Like two or three.
At least.
Thousand.
Yeah. You know, traffic management, stoplights, crosswalks, that's all run by computers. Telecommunications, obviously. Smart systems. So if your house is a smart house, it could go haywire.
Be a dumb house.
Yeah. And now we need to worry about...
Stupidest joke ever. Oh, you thought you had smart house. Now you got dumb house.
Thanks, China.
It's late.
Thanks, China. now we need to worry about self-driving cars. What if they get hacked? China. It turned my smart house to dumb house.
Freaking Titan range down. Now what am I going to browse
you take that tire rain.
You're dirty jerk.
So, this is obviously really bad. So, what are going to be the results of a huge attack on the grid? You know, we talked about an EMP. It's going to be really, really similar. You're still thinking about dumb house, aren't you? Yeah. Or is it Titan Rain? I don't know.
Dumb house. Stupidest thing ever. But it's so dumb.
Yeah, it is. So, what's going to happen, like, if the grid goes down? It's really, really similar is as if, in you know, with
yeah,
an
it's
EMP.
Kind of the EMP episode. So, yeah. Stop and listen to that.
So, yeah, riots, obviously. Chaos, I mean, because... No more deliveries. I mean, because the food can't be produced without power, right? Martial law most likely is gonna happen. We've talked about martial law. That's bad.
Very, very
we
bad.
We don't like martial
very,
law.
Very, very likely.
Yeah. The government won't be able to do much with yeah. no power. It's their hands are tied. They're going to be trying to get the power back up, but most likely where are they going to start?
Bring the power back.
Yeah.
Bound, bound.
But where are they going to start? They're going to start in D.C., they're going to start in their military installations.
That's it.
Yeah, and then we're like, oh, screw all those people. And
White House is up. Everybody go back.
We got power, see? You don't got no power.
We got Trump power, see?
Trump's got power. You ain't got no power. Anyways.
You got Trump power, see?
So how do you prepare for something like that? This is basically how do you prepare for anything else? The best thing to do is make sure that you're prepared for like a 72-hour power outage. Right, so have your 72-hour kits, have your food, have your water, have your first aid, flashlights, batteries, blankets and clothing,
flares, toilet paper,
countermeasures. You know, if you can have solar powered radios and stuff, that's obviously good. Generators. Yeah. If your house is run off solar power, that's even better because if the grid goes down, that's still gonna work.
The sun's still there.
The sun's still there.
They're not gonna hack the sun.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. Tying
Star
rain.
Wars. Ah. Star Wars. They've been doing it.
Yeah.
Pulling it.
So Cam's going to talk a little bit more about this is obviously, you know, getting the whole grid down is a bad situation, but most likely isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that probably isn't going to happen, but
this will happen
this
to you.
This other stuff is going to happen yeah. to you. So I want you to listen to the next section.
Yeah.
All right.
So I just want to talk like personally how it, you know, I think I kind of did these notes wrong.
Oh, that was awesome.
I didn't do this on personal attacks.
Yeah, you did. How to avoid personal cyber attacks, Cam.
Oh, I know. But I'm talking about like the personal part here. Oh, okay. I put it in a different place.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's great.
This is just personal effects.
Okay, great.
On you. Okay.
Great.
Okay. I had it out of like a little bit shifted in a different place.
Hey, bro, it's our podcast. We can do whatever the
yeah,
hell
yeah,
we
yeah.
want.
You know what? If you didn't like where I put that, screw you. Okay. So your money. I mean, do you guys use plastic? Everybody uses plastic.
Yeah.
Got sassy there.
No, it was like Valley Girl came out.
Staring at Kobe. Okay. So your identity, easily taken.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
will want some of your identities. But it'll be easily taken.
Yeah, absolutely.
Transportation. So if you're at work, yeah. cyber attack, I mean, a lot of people use public transit.
I don't, but
I don't
a lot
either.
Of people do.
Screw public transit.
Yeah.
We don't have anything like that out here.
We actually do. We have that little bus that runs
oh,
around
Oh, that's
town.
Right. A little short bus. So, but yeah, you know, by way of if you're on the airlines, you're riding on the tram. Not the tram, the train.
Well, you could be riding a tram.
That's true. That would suck.
Yeah.
Bad. 9,000 feet
You see those people
up.
That got stuck on the roller coaster yeah. the other day?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they got stuck at like a Six Flags roller coaster for like hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they inverted?
That would be so much worse. Inverted.
I was giving him the... So traffic, and you talked about that, like lights going
down.
Don't
get off subject. People get pissed when you get off
subject.
They do.
I saw that.
Good Lord, shut up. I will get off subject if I want.
I just saw that. My wife showed me that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get off subject. You know, right now, let's talk about movies.
We're going to talk about our favorite 80s movies
so
right now.
So movies will be down when the grid is down.
No VHS tapes, bro.
So if it's nighttime, that's going to suck even worse. So you just lights out. Boom.
Yeah.
Total blackness.
Unless you're already asleep, then you won't notice it till
morning.
Yeah,
you wake up and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So food, you'll lose refrigeration, production of food, water treatment, things like that you've talked about.
Yeah.
Medical, can't keep medicines cold, insulin, medical production. You know, a lot of people rely on medications because this is where Western medicine has started.
Yes, sir.
And vaccines. Vaccines are another
thing. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They will all be useless.
They won't be there, basically.
No. They will not be present.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, avoiding those personal cyber attacks.
This is the part I think is really good information.
It is. Throw your computer away.
It's not quite as sexy, but yeah, throw your computer away.
Completely just...
No, mail it to us.
Yes. So... The number one thing on here is use a VPN, so virtual private network. So the virtual private networks are like basically you're using a broader area, you know, computers not even local, but you still have the privacy from the internet.
Right.
It's like your own personal, basically exchange between you and that computer in a different location is encrypted and safe. There's a lot of programs out there. After I saw this, I started researching, and a lot of them are free. You know, ones from Russia and China, they're like super free.
Iran.
No, but, you can typically set up a real basic one, you know, for a computer for free, and then they have subscriptions for better service, but basically it masks your IP.
Is that like a proxy server basically?
Kind of, yeah.
Is that kind of what it is?
Yeah. I've got some other things a little bit about the proxy service.
Okay.
Anyway, you're talking about basically using
a different IP.
That's kind
basically.
Of, I mean, I kind of talked a little more about that with search engine. So,
okay.
Anyways, on the VPN, you know, your traffic cannot be sniffed out by hackers because once they do, all they're going to get is encrypted files. Because it's not local. It's not like they've connected to your computer. So that one's huge. And that one's probably the easiest way to secure your entire, you know.
So how would we find something like this to use? Like, where do you go?
You just type in.
I have to use Google.
No. Okay. We'll get to the browsers.
Okay, all right.
So anyways, there are multiple programs out there that you can set up VPN. You can set them up on your devices. Like there's VPN programs on the App Store. And I'll tell you how to properly browse, Kobe.
Okay.
And you search for VPN programs. I had one. I thought I wrote it down. Was the recommended one from most sites. Anyway, sorry about that. You're going to have to do that on your own.
Yep.
Don't give anybody your credit card. So browsers. I use Chrome a lot, and I should not.
Yeah.
Chrome is not. So, I mean, they've got their security features that are helpful, but I know all of you have probably gone to different, you know, you're reading an article and then something pops up that you searched last week. You're like, what? How do you know this? Or stuff that shouldn't pop up.
Yes.
So that brings me to another point. You need an ad blocker installed.
I hate them though, man.
They're a pain in the butt sometimes. Most websites have now prevented you from scrolling through their site with the ad blocker. Have you noticed that?
I haven't.
Oh, it drives me nuts. Disable this to continue reading. Oh, it pisses me off. So they're not the best thing. But what you need to do is find a good browser that actually secures your information and your searching. It actually does not share with those websites your interests and your searches like Chrome does. Firefox is actually a good one. So that one's well known, easy to install.
Yeah.
Other ones, you know, I really highly recommend one is Tor, T-O-R. It's slow though. They haven't optimized the speed, but it's extremely secure. wherever you browse, you know, your search history, it's not shared at all. So they do not, they can't collect that information from you.
Nice.
Also, when you're browsing, make sure that to really see if a website's legit, you want to look for the first part being HTTPS. S is for secure. So if you have a site, you know, type in the full address, and if it doesn't work or doesn't come up, then you probably shouldn't go there. So if you're looking up dirties, if it doesn't have HTTPS, then don't do it.
Go to a different
dirty. Probably don't do it at all. Number three, this one's interesting, and I've actually started to use this. My brother showed me. So Linux has, you can actually do a virtual machine where, so inside of Windows, you can run another operating system, you know, through a virtual server. And so you can mess around with it, and those files are isolated to that virtual box, so you don't actually spread anything in between. And a lot of people use that within that virtual thing. They use it as their operating system to browse the internet, and then when they shut it down, like it's gone, and then nothing accessed your actual information on the computer itself.
Right.
So virtual machines can work really well, and there's a lot of programs that allow that. The other thing is to get a USB drive. This is what some of the hardcore guys do, and I actually found this works pretty well. You can install Linux Live, so on the USB drive, and that's
so maybe you want to explain what Linux is.
So Linux is, you know, not Mac, and it's not Apple, or sorry, and it's not Windows. Linux is an open source operating system.
Okay,
tons of stuff you can do on there, and they have a lot of support for, you know, common, you know, graphics cards and things like that. So Linux runs about everything. Anyways, if you do the live one, you can install it on USB, and you boot onto that. And the live does not; it only stores that session. So if you access websites and things like that, or files become corrupt, as soon as you shut it down, it resets the default, and you lost everything. So if you want to, I mean, if you want to go on the black web, you can use a live USB drive because nothing's stored on there. It's not going to download a virus to that USB and then spread it to your other computer. I mean, that's possible, but it's not likely. So that's a way you can do it. Tails, T-A-I-L-S, just like Tails.
Thank you.
For some reason, I thought it was E-S.
T-H-A-N-K-Y-O-U.
Tails, P-R-R-S-L-N-N-T. It's a program you could run in USB that works very similar to Linux, basically securing your browsing and all that stuff.
Oh,
So those are the more like, and then on to search engines themselves. So if you want to continue using Chrome, keeping yourself vulnerable, search engines instead of using Google. So Google has, you know, the best formula for searching, but these sites are getting better and better. So DuckDuckGo is one. Onion.link. is another one.
Onion.link.
I know. It sounds like you're getting in trouble. Like, it just doesn't sound like...
Yeah.
You're like, this isn't common crap.
This can't be right.
But if you go on there, you can see that everything that you search is encrypted and safe. Like, it doesn't share anything with any websites. So,
you can use... .go?
DuckDuckGo. No.
Just DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, just DuckDuckGo.
There's no dot anything.
Yeah. So, just type in DuckDuckGo, and it'll show HTTPS DuckDuckGo.
Wow, interesting.
Anyways, and you can search within that engine, and it doesn't share anything with anybody.
Wow.
So, that's and it awesome. Actually is pretty effective. I tried it today. My wife will never know. And then some of the more common stuff. So social media has a cesspool of ads that you can click on and get distracted with that will just screw you over. So if you're using those sites, I mean, just stay focused on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And do not click on all the garbage on the sides. Because that's, I mean, that's phishing, and then... it'll lead to viruses automatically installed and stuff like that. Safe emailing. So don't click on unrecognized stuff like, you know, penis enlargement emails.
Do you know how often I get...
breast enlargement emails.
It's something from like, it says from Apple. It says your account, you owe this much. And you're like, what? And then you get reading it. It's like, oh, wait, this isn't real. I'll bet you they get so many people because it looks legit.
PayPal does it a lot too. I get a lot of PayPal ones.
PayPal as well. And I've gotten some from... someone else, but anyways,
it's ridiculous. They have so many.
They look really legit.
So yeah, a lot of times you've opened them, but don't click on any links on there. And I mean, you can typically go to the website and sign into your account, not through that link. Like, just close everything and then, you know.
Yeah, if you're worried, close it. Go into DuckDuckGo.
Either call them directly from a card number that you have. Or
exactly.
Yeah, DuckDuckGo. Sounds like a book. All right, kids, we're gonna read DuckDuckGo.
We're going to play DuckDuckGo.
Yeah. So get a good malware blocker. Malware Bytes is really good. Antivirus, you know, Avast and Avant are both free and very effective, and they're always on the top 10 list.
I just feel like they slow my machine down so much.
They do. I don't think Avast, you know, I've used them all. Honestly, I don't use any right now.
I don't either.
I do not like Norton, and I do not like McAfee. They just totally bog your system down. Or they'll start running a virus screen in the worst possible time.
Yeah.
I like Bitdefender a lot. It actually kind of senses what you're doing, workload, and it'll shut itself off. So anyway, search for a good one. Malwarebytes is tiny and doesn't slow anything down.
Really?
So
that's I'll a really check good that one out then.
Passwords, you know, most websites are making you do passphrase, two-step, dubstep, baby step. But you want to change them. You don't want to have the same one. I mean, I don't follow this because I'm stupid, and I should. Mm-hmm. And then backups, you know, you want to back up stuff on your computer on a separate,
so important,
disconnected hard drive, you know, back it up and then take it out. And I have several, you know, and that's another thing I haven't talked a lot about. I have like my family information and pictures and stuff in different locations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, if my house starts on fire, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Or even in the cloud somewhere is great, you know, Dropbox even.
Yeah.
Is better than
nothing. It is. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, having a cache. I mean, we talked about currency. Realistically, it'll probably be a crash that'll come back. So cash will be useful for a short time.
Yeah, sure.
And you're not going to be able to buy gasoline from people or food, you know, because you're not going to have access. That bank account could be wiped completely out.
Yeah, the systems.
Like you could lose your savings. You could lose everything. So
that's why there's always talk about going to a cashless society.
Yeah.
Going just straight, you know,
to trade and barter.
As far as with no cash right now, I mean, in a working economy with no cash, it's all just debit cards, ones and zeros. Yeah. There's a lot of talk about doing that because it's much cheaper and easier. Yeah. But if stuff goes down,
you lost everything.
You're done. There's nothing. So don't. I think there's some countries that are thinking about this or that have started. So if anybody
seems like
says that to you,
idea.
Just don't. Just say you're an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay? I totally agree.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean those are kind of ways to protect yourself. I mean, I think the big ones, you know, look at a VPN network. Look at an alternative browser. Don't be using if you're using Explorer. You know, you've got
Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
Does anyone even use it anymore? It's so hard
to use.
Yeah,
there's tons of people still using it. I still think it's the number one browser.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's by default.
Yeah.
It's just loaded full of vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
And then, and using different search engines. So there's a lot of good stuff out there to protect you.
Yeah, that's good information. That's good.
But before we move on, I want to talk about our sponsor, Survival Boxes.
Oh, yes.
So they, the only, oh my gosh, I've been talking way too much tonight.
Well done.
So the only subscription box that delivers all of the essential survival supplies that you need to your door every month. Three different boxes to choose from. Get survival gear, survival food and water, and non-GMO heirloom seeds for your survival garden. No contacts, cancel anytime. Use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
Yes, these guys, I'm in love with them.
Seriously. Before we were even sponsored by them,
yes,
we loved them and pushed them.
I
can't even tell you, like, they are freaking studs.
Love what they're doing. So we actually just received the latest box. And so this one is water, the water box.
Yeah.
So that's with the, is it the Alpha, right? I can't ever remember which one, or is it the Gear Only? The Gear Only is, it's just called the Gear Only, right? So what it came with was, this one is...
I'm walking away.
Oh, you're walking away. Okay. So the Kelly Kettle Scout. Did you look at that, Cam?
I did.
So it's a cool little camping kettle that is really efficient at boiling water and whatnot.
It's kind of got a cool little stand that it sits on that you can cook underneath. So it's like the kettle itself is already like a little stove underneath.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
It's all built in.
Yeah. So they have that. That's a $75 value. Then they also have the Aquamira Frontier Tactical Emergency Water Filtration Straw.
That's a long
It's like 15 bucks.
It's a long freaking name.
I know. It looks really similar to like a
Sawyer Straw.
I think it's like a Sawyer Mini kind of type thing. That's what it looks like. Yeah. I mean, it's you can never have enough of those.
No way.
You can never. So then there's the Stanley Classic Vacuum Water Bottle, 18 ounces. It's nice little.
It is pretty cool. It has a little cup on the top, so, you know, yeah, if you like don't want to just drink right out of the mouth, yeah, you can pour it into a cup.
That's really cool stuff. A water bottle. Oh, no, let's see. A UST 5-gallon water cube, which is great
it
for
really, like,
hauling water.
Expandable, huh? It's, mm-hmm. So it stores up really well. And
it'd be really nice if, you know, something ever went down, you could haul water from here to there really, really easily, compact. And then the Buck Nano Pocket Knife. Sweet little buck knife.
It is pretty cool.
I've got 4 or 5 buck knives and I love them.
I do too.
I really like the buck
knives. They make a good blade.
Yeah. So the other box we got was the Bravo, and this is my favorite. I mean, this is what we recommend if you're gonna get survival boxes. Well,
just get you started on your food.
Yeah, get the Bravo. It's $36. All right, $36. So what you get is a bunch of freeze dried 25 year shelf life food. So this one came with a chicken fajita bowl, cheesecake bites, cheesy mac, lasagna, strawberry granola crunch, chicken noodle soup, and then a 2400 calorie food ration. And then it obviously also comes with the heirloom seed.
Is this one more?
Huh?
Is this one more?
More.
Cost wise? Than the other ones?
The Bravo box?
Than it normally is?
No, it's $36.99.
What are you looking at?
It's at the bottom. Yeah, no, it's kind of confusing.
I was wondering. I'm like,
yeah,
is it?
That's the value. Oh. It's a $66 value.
So it would cost you $66 with shipping. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Yep. So,
that's a freaking amazing deal.
I know. So that, I mean, I just can't stress it enough. That is a perfect subscription box to get started with your food preps. I mean, perfect.
Yeah. And the Wise stuff is... long shelf life.
Yeah, so you get Mountain House, you get Wise. I mean, we've gotten lots of different stuff from them, but really, really cool. And then it has the non-GMO seeds. I don't remember which seeds it came with. It didn't say there.
Non-GMO ones.
Yeah, they're non-GMO. So anyway, survival boxes, use our code Casual Preppers. Very cool stuff. Moving on to Battle Box. This month was...
The DOP kit.
So we just dropped a video.
We did. We dropped it down. And I dropped my pants on that video.
Cam dropped his pants.
Literally.
He literally dropped his pants in the video.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it yet, you better go check it out.
I'd never thought that there would be a time in my life.
Oh, really? I thought for sure you would.
That somebody would film me dropping my pants.
I thought for sure that was going to happen to you. I knew it would.
I mean, I've stashed my own cameras. But
what?
So the basic box, it comes with grenade soap. Mm-hmm. .co.
There's a lot of stuff from the Grenade Soap Company.
Yeah, yeah. So they have some really cool stuff, and they have it also comes with a taint scrubber that the soap bar will go in. The soap bar also is like a soap on a rope. It has a little chain thing on it. Then you've got the Camp Pack towel. So it's a little compact towel. I actually threw this in my bug out.
Oh, did
or
you?
One of my little bag that I go on when I go on hikes with my family.
Oh, great.
I had a lot of actually I threw quite a few of the stuff from this box in it.
Oh.
So they got the camp towel. It's a little teeny it's like a microfiber, so quick dry, and it dries you off really well. Grenade supply, 24-hour dry antiperspirant. It's in the shape of a grenade.
Yeah, it's
kind
of cool.
And you actually grab the pin, and it pops up the actual deodorant stick, so it's actually pretty cool. The Coleman Camp stove sheets, soap sheets. Sorry.
Yes, those are cool.
They are way cool. I threw them in. My kids are like in love with them.
Oh,
they're
really?
Like, Dad, can I wash my hands? Yeah, it's got a
I've got
thin.
Mine in my bug out bag now. It's
yeah,
perfect
so
for a
little
bug out
teeny,
bag.
Like super thin sheet. You know, it's probably about the size of a gum stick, a little wider.
Uh-huh.
And you just put it in just a small amount of water in your hands, you put it in your palm and
turns into soap.
Yeah, you just lather it up. It's pretty freaking cool. And there's 50 of them in this teeny tiny mint box, you know?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Epic wipes. So
yes.
We will talk more about them. These wipes are freaking amazing.
They're awesome.
It's a freaking, like, a beach towel.
Yeah.
Wet wipe.
So we'll talk about that a little more.
So
because
if you love
wipes,
sticky fingers, I would have, like, 100 of these.
Yeah.
Easy towels, disposable towelettes. These are the other thing my kids were obsessed
with.
Oh,
yeah.
They're like little pill forms. They look like, I don't know, they're a little tablet, and you throw them in the water, and they expand.
Yep.
And then you unroll them, and they're like a cloth.
Yeah.
Wipey.
Like a towel, basically.
They're freaking way cool.
Like a little hand towel.
Yeah.
Right?
And there's how many? There's like 50 in that bag.
Those are awesome for preps,
they are,
man.
And they're good to clean. They don't fall apart. They're totally just cloth. So the advanced box comes with all of that, plus you get the tactical toothbrush with replaceable toothbrush headed attachment. So This one comes with it. It kind of slides open, and it can hold a bunch of different attachments. This one comes with the toothbrush.
The toothbrush. You can. I don't know if you've seen the Klecker. What do they call them? The stowaway tools. That's what it's made for. So if you go to Klecker Knives and Tools, you can put a bunch of. You can get whatever kind of tools you want to put in there with it. So.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, really heavy duty. It's got a little glass breaker on the back and a little hook and stuff. It's pretty sweet. So the Pro Box comes with six shooter razor. It's a cool looking, it's like a Mach 3 razor head. Mm-hmm. And then it has a flash,
what is it? A handle. Some, it's just a cool
a flash hider thing. What are, hell, I can't talk.
Flash hider?
I know. Sorry. grenade soap, ammo bag. That thing's freaking cool.
Yeah.
So it's like a full size, like a waterproof bag, basically. Yeah. I mean, it's built. Super durable.
Like you said, it's almost like it's a gun bag or something, or an ammo bag, but it's for your hygiene kit. Yeah. So it's perfect for that.
Super heavy duty.
It's my favorite part. It's my favorite item. Out of the whole thing.
I mean, you could literally use it for whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's seriously way heavy duty. You get the grenade soap beard oil. Mm-hmm. So if you wear a beard, you got some more.
Yes, more for it.
Ready Man Pro subscription. And then the Pro comes with Bros Blades Mini Kami.
Oh, okay. That knife.
The limited edition.
So it's basically a limited edition. It's like a collector's knife.
Yeah. So it's not something you're going to use every day. 6,000 made. So you've got a unique blade. It's got battle box on it. Mm-hmm. Really cool looking blade. And the box is sweet that it comes in.
Yeah, really cool carrying case.
So it's a little more of a collector.
So anyways, go check out Battle Box. Go check out Survival Boxes for sure. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS. We said we're going to talk a little bit more about Epic Wipes. So they sent us out a little package of these things. And I got to say, these things are awesome. I've put one in my bug out bag for sure, because I think this is basically perfect for a bug out bag. Because, maybe you're bugged out for a few, 2-3 days. You can't take a shower. You can't take a bath usually.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So this is perfect for wiping down your body.
Yeah.
So basically it's a massive wet wipe is what it is. What it says on here, each packet contains one extra large biodegradable naturally scented wipe, 31.5 inches by 19.7 inches. So it's basically, it's a towel.
You can clean off all the dirt off your body.
Yeah.
With this one towel.
Yeah, exactly. And they smell awesome. They feel awesome. They're made out of bamboo fiber, which is kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah. So you can tear them, but if you tear them like a certain way, you can tear them so you can pull a little pieces off of it need to. Yeah. So
yeah. You could most of the time probably want to.
Yeah.
It's so freaking big.
They're so big. Yes. So, I mean, I can't.
I didn't recommend anybody made anything like that.
Yeah. I can't recommend these enough for like a bug out bag. Awesome. I think it's perfect. I really think it's perfect. So check out Epic Wipes. You can check them out on Instagram. I've been impressed with the product, and I think you guys will like it too. Seriously.
It's cool. It's all biodegradable, antibacterial, paraben free, sweet stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. So,
definitely check them out.
Yep.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Rock on.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Holy crap. I'd forgotten all about that.
Did you really?
No, I have it down, but I forgot. I thought we were done. I was going to wrap it up. Thanks everybody for joining us.
See you later.
So real quick on the, quick and dirty. Finger injuries, pretty common. They're going to happen. The birdie. So let's just talk about spraining your finger, jammed fingers, ways to manage those. So we always hear about the buddy tape. You just use the opposite finger to splint, against.
Right.
Because you really don't need to stabilize it that much. You're just helping healing because, you've got some swelling in there. So buddy taping it to the other one. I mean, you can use a stick along the side too. About 4 weeks for a jam to kind of improve. So yeah, that's easy enough.
That's really easy.
So dislocated fingers. This happens quite a bit in the emergency.
Really?
Yeah. And all you need to do, so it's really hard to tell if it's a break. I mean, it's going to look like a break.
Really?
It may not be, but at the same time you manage both the same. You want to straighten it out.
Yeah.
So you put, you don't do the quick jerk. That's total nonsense. You do not do that. So what you want to do is you want to grab the end of the finger, a good secure grip, and slowly pull, and it'll pop back in place.
What if it's broken?
then it'll align itself better. Ugh. So even though it's broken, you're going to pull it straight because you can't leave it not straight. So broken or not, dislocated or broken, you still need to give it tension on the end until it aligns.
And a good reminder, guys, don't do this unless you have to.
Exactly.
This is not like real medical
advice. This is like you were in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I can't return to civilization with my finger pointing behind me.
Yeah. Go to the freaking doctor if you can.
Yeah.
All right.
So, exactly. These are definitely disclaimer. You need to use them on emergency basis only because you could ruin your finger or pull it off.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
Definitely you want to follow up with getting an x-ray if it's available. Yeah. But like I said, the most important thing is do not jerk off your fingers.
Jerking off your finger, boy.
So, yeah. And then you want to...
boys have been whacking off on my tool shed.
And you want to splint that for, you know, at least 6 weeks. If it's broken, you want to splint it. Do not do the buddy tape with these. You want to stabilize the whole finger with a good splint, stick, piece of metal, whatever it is to stabilize the joints, above and below it. So other breaks or tendon injuries. Have you heard of mallet finger, hammer finger?
I've heard of it, yeah.
So it's when you jam directly on the tip of the finger and it ruptures the extensor tendon. So your finger, the tip of your finger is pointing down and you bend it up and it pops right back to a point. These have to be immobilized for 8 weeks. Ooh. So they really, I mean, I would recommend when there's an orthopedic around, you know, because you don't want to lose the use of your finger. But this has to stay completely stabilized, like no movement at all for 8 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you want to splint it. When you change that splint or whatever, you want to, you know, keep your finger against a hard surface because once you extend it, then you've tore the ligament again.
Yeah.
So 8 weeks. The other one is a boutonniere. What is it? Boutonniere finger. So it's tendon damage. It almost looks like your finger's like in a pouncing. It's really hard to show.
My finger's going to pounce.
So if you look up boutonniere, it's tendon damage too. Tendon damage as well. And when you splint this completely straight again for 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So just a quick breakdown. Sprains, you want a slight bend in buddy tape or anything, you know, just splint it, but it doesn't need to be hardcore. You can have a slight bend in it. Dislocated, slowly pull outwards to relocate. Broken fingers, straighten them out by pulling straight out, and they need to be splinted for 6 weeks. And then the mallet finger. I don't know why I said that. And then a boutonniere.
I need me a rubber mallet.
So when you injure the tendon, can't extend or flex your finger, that needs to be immobilized completely straight for 8 weeks. The end.
The end. See you later, kids.
Sorry.
Anyways, yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you listening.
We do.
We really do. We absolutely
do. It's a
good
one. It's a good time.
Yeah. Next week, I won't even get into this. Anyways, come see us at casualpreppers.com.
Yeah.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah. And stay, Twitter. You know, check us out this weekend. We're going to be at PrepperCon in Salt Lake.
I was going to say that, but this might be passed by the time everybody listens to this, so it doesn't matter.
Maybe not.
Check out the book on Kindle, Casual Preppers, Beginner's Guide to the Apocalypse.
Buy it.
And that's about it. See you guys.